self-growth is important. And sometimes growing out of things is a sign of self-growth. We're both growing out of this exact brand, but like, not to say we're not going to take this farther.
There.
Oh, that's better.
Oh, no.
I have the only way I've got this to work is by letting it tilt and like lay on the chair.
Oh God.
So tell me about your pants.
These are from Outdoor Voices.
Wait, yes, I saw her wearing those a year ago and I was like,
literally
where are your pants
sold
from?
Them to like 40 people.
Literally. Give her a fucking deal.
Because they're so good.
They have those in like multicolor too, don't they?
Yeah, they have them in green and then they have them in green and like tan and white.
I saw a girl wearing the green and tan ones and I was like, where are your pants from? I'm gonna have to get it. Guess what I did? I finally gave in and got a Nuuly subscription.
Oh, Nuuly.
And this is what the shirt's from.
Oh, cute. Yeah. Wait, Nuuly, do you select Nuuly or do you just...
You select.
And then they send you what you selected. Okay, because I'm not a guesstimate person. No. I don't want them to think I like a blazer and then they send me something like a blazer dress that I'm never going to wear.
No. Yeah. That's
and then
what
you wear it and then you buy it if you like it or you borrow it.
Yes. So I thought it was the same thing. I thought they were just going to guess my style and send it to me. And I was like, I don't know. Like, I'm weird. Some days I feel like this. Some days I feel like this. But you can literally pick and choose what you want. And then if you like it, you can buy it. Or it's bring it back.
That's actually really nice.
Yeah. But let me know if my little boobies come out. My tits are huge right now only because...
Are you wearing a push-up?
Well, yeah.
Oh, okay. Can you tell?
Can you tell?
No.
But... Because my PMS is so bad right now. It's rough.
That's brutal.
She's a rough.
Okay, guys. I lost my boobs because I'm off birth control.
I did lose a little boobs too.
No, they're
but you'll gain gone. You'll gain muscle, which will be you can get some more pecs.
I know, but it's like kind of it's overwhelming because you're like, oh, like Hulk in the gym.
You want to know how to, I literally feel like Hulk.
Well, I can like lift like crazy and my legs, I can like squat.
My legs, I can bench.
I'm like, I can squat like heavy now. Like
you always could squat heavy.
I don't know why.
Cause you're fucking just built like a machine, bitch.
This machine is ready.
You know how you can grow boobs?
What?
Is
pecs.
Pecs and just, you know, eat more.
Buy them? Oh.
Buy them. Yeah.
I was going to say buy them because I will buy them.
You guys are like looking at the title. You're like, can you stop talking? What's happening? You're like, we click on this title and you're talking about boobs growing. What is going on? Straight Candid Farewell. What's next? Hi, guys.
Hello, everyone. This is less than ideal, but it is the current.
It
is the way forward. And we are here, and you got the title correct. The correct title is that. We, as Straight Candid, are no longer? Yes.
So, point blank, because we're going to get into it. We know that you all deserve every explanation possible. Yeah. Before you even freak out, the podcast is continuing. It's just going to be a lot different. It's going to be different. And and instead of me and Sid putting out content together, you will get a lot of content. Sid's going to continue to put episodes out every single week. And I'm just going to be doing content through a different avenue.
Yep.
I'll still have, I'm creating a YouTube channel, which we can chat about later. But we're technically going to be doing content, double the content from both of us. It's just, we're not going to be doing it together anymore as Straight Candid.
Yes, exactly. I mean, yeah. So I don't even know where to start really, but people are probably going to be like, well, how the hell did this come about? But I mean, we've been doing this. So we're not quite to October. So, but we'll say almost 3 years. Yeah. This has been almost 3 years.
That
it's kind of insane.
It's crazy.
And I mean, when we started this, I was living in Uptown. I had literally just met Jordan. You were living still in your apartment, but you had, I think you were at the time, full-time berries and training somewhere else at that one gym.
Yep.
And it just looked a lot different, right? Mm-hmm. Like things were different. We decided to go into business together, becoming friends, not already friends, just because we met at Alter. Whatever. You guys know the story. And we rocked it out for almost 3 years. Mm-hmm. And then you continue to grow with the platform and you change and you start not seeing eye to eye as business partners. And I mean, it doesn't mean that's bad. It just means that you're changing and growing. Mm-hmm.
Changes. I love that, because that was exactly what I was going to bring up, is like change is scary.
Yeah.
But it's also inevitable. However the fuck inevitable, but it's what you do with the change. And yeah. I think for both of us, this is, we're looking at it as like self-growth more so than yeah. like, this is coming to an end. This is more of an opportunity for us to, yep. you know, really dive into our own identities as you get older and Sid's engaged. And, you know, I'm really yeah. focusing on more of the fitness stuff. It's like Sid's going to be able to take, you know, exactly what you want this podcast and, you know, exactly who you are. And, you know, maybe you're going to share more like marriage planning stuff. It's no longer, we don't have another person to take into account, which yep. sometimes obviously is important, but you know, having a business relationship with a friend is not easy. And no. I think throughout this process, like we tried our best to keep our friendship intact, and it's hard, you guys. Mm-hmm. Like if we were to do it again, it's like what would we do differently? Probably a lot.
Yeah. But I'm like, I couldn't have known, but not how to really. Do anything differently yeah. because I wouldn't have known how,
exactly.
you know, like, yeah, I don't know. I don't think you would have known how. No. I probably would have like tried to make, but you can't. I don't know.
No.
You can look back and you yeah. can say you can do things differently, but you really can't. Mm-hmm. It's also such a learning. Like, I mean, this is a blessing because we learned how to start a business.
Yeah.
Like, I mean, we came to an amicable decision at the end, which is great. I mean, there was bumpies, you know yeah. what I mean? Like that's inevitable. Like bumps in the road. And we didn't see, you know, as it ending, like Soph was being true. It had done some reflection. I'm not going to speak for you, obviously.
Yeah.
So you can,
try I was, me. Yeah, no,
but had decided that it would be best if she continued her brand on her own because of bandwidth and a lot of other things. And just, I mean, mainly bandwidth and what she wants to put out there. And I probably would have held on to this thing until it like crumbled and fizzled. And we would be fighting because I was like, no, we're going to keep going. Mm-hmm. Like we're going to keep going. And then you kind of sit in it and you're like, oh shit. We have not been seeing eye to eye lately.
Yeah.
And it's stuff that you can't like think about this. Like you go through your entire workday. I still have to get my workout in. I still have to feed my body. I still have to feed my relationships. I have to feed my 9 to 5, which is a lot. You have to feed all of those things too. And then you come to this and you're like, ah shit, we don't agree on this topic, or what, you don't agree mm-hmm. on this, or the next step, or bandwidth, or
yeah.
time management. And it's just like, fuck. You have to decide, it is it worth pushing through that and people being happy and not getting 100% of what they want, or yeah, 100% of what they want, or is it worth
yeah
putting a Y in the road?
Yeah.
That's and kind of it, you know?
Like the conversation that we had was like, it was, we both were like, we know this isn't working. And it was... Yeah,
frustrations, you know?
Yeah, and it was Sid getting engaged and like knowing that we both had this like baggage on ourselves, because we're both visionaries. And I was mm-hmm. talking to one of our business Kelly. Mentor friends about this. And
what
she
do you
was
know?
Like,
she said it to me too. Yeah,
she was like, you guys are, I knew she did. Well, so I was like, it's so like, funny because it's this. So true. Because as I'm trying to build my own business, mm-hmm. I have all these ideas. And mm-hmm. it's funny because me and Sid both, like, we have all these ideas. We have great ideas. Like, y'all, we have fucking amazing ideas.
I'm not
going
to lie.
Like,
I'm not going to lie.
We're very good at that stuff. But the issue with us was we both were like, okay, so who's going to fucking execute it? And we were looking yeah. at each other and we were like, well, what's going on? Why aren't we moving forward?
Yeah.
And so something that I think you guys could take away from this episode too is like, if you do create a business, it is important mm-hmm. to have both of those business minds conjoined. Yes. But one of them could yeah. be someone you hire. Maybe one of them's a partner. Maybe one of them's, but it is nice to have someone else that can execute. So when I'm building my own business right now, I'm like, well, shit, how do I fucking execute this? Mm-hmm. And it's, yeah. But I guess long story short is I remember coming up to you and being like, you know, we know. And you're like, yeah, like this is, I'm getting fucking engaged and this is weighing on me too.
Yeah.
And
yep.
one reason being like, I don't want you to go into a marriage, engagement, like you should literally be enjoying your life. And this yeah. has, and we both know how heavy this has been.
Yep.
And you guys, like transparently, it has fucking sucked. Like,
I mean, it's been terrible. It's been like 75 days of yeah. terrible. You guys have been like, where the hell are you? And we're like, we're here. We're just trying to
figure
it
out
so we can speak to the truth of it, mm-hmm. not speak to like assumptions. And yeah, it weighs on you. You can't enjoy things. Mm-hmm. I mean, you can't, like, you can't go out and like, I usually, my method as is yours, I just go ghost, like literally disappear.
Same.
Like that's just my like safety net. It's like, just go internal and don't talk to anyone and isolate yourself through and through. That's like what, frankly, what I do all the time. It's sad, but it helps. And we did that. We both did that. We're both guilty of that. And honestly, we're coming out on the other side. And it doesn't feel good. And I'll be the first to say I went through like all the stages of grief, I'm pretty sure.
Oh, yeah.
You know what I mean?
It was horrible.
Yeah, it was horrible. I mean, all the stages, like sad, angry, upset, turbulent. You're like sad, hopeless, like all of the things. And then you're like, all right, but I learned a lot and I'm coming out the other side.
And you know what? We're sitting here together.
Yeah, we're on an episode right now.
Recording this last episode. And we will be the first to tell you that there was a moment where we thought that might not happen.
Yeah. But you come around. I don't know. Here's my thing is, if you're human and you care at all, you're not an asshole. Like you can come around and be a big person and like swallow a little bit of your pride. Everybody has to. One thing interesting is like amicability and like finding a medium means that you will have to give and you will get to take, but it's not going to be even. And that's okay because otherwise you can't get out or someone's going to be really sad.
Yeah.
And why would I would never F my friends over and vice versa. And I want to see people succeed. I want to see self succeed. So it's like, that's how the other side is.
There was a moment in all of this where it was like, there was no light at the end of the tunnel. We're like, how are we going to come to an agreement? Mm-hmm. And I was on a walk. I think I texted you because I was trying, you guys, I was like trying to meditate because I like, we were both probably very unwell. Like me and Sid really haven't gone into like how we were feeling during all this.
I guess I could, but.
But we were, yeah, you can guess. Like it was very anxious.
Yeah.
You know, it was again, sadness, anger. But I was doing like this gratefulness meditation and this was when we weren't seeing a light at the end of the tunnel. And I remember like, I was like, we are both humans and we both have hearts. And I texted you. I was like, I will always support you and I have a heart and I want to make sure you're happy and we're both happy. And you literally were like, you sent something back to me and I literally cried because you were like, I totally agree. Like we can do this.
Yeah.
And it was like, and that was a moment where I was like, I don't even care. Like, I mean, I care.
I was like,
I care, but I want you to continue and I want you to succeed. I know you want the same for me. So it's like, that was really, I think that's what kind of changed it.
Yeah. That was the tone though, but you have to extend the olive branch to like receive one too.
Yeah,
you know, you have to be open and willing and, you can, I think it's easy to get mad in a moment too with like, especially friends too, because you're so passionate and like business is the same way. Relationships, think about the last like blow up you had with your significant other or whatever. I mean, you can get so angry because you're so passionate and it's all stemming from, I care. That's like what you have to remember is like, I fucking care.
Yeah.
It sucks so, but you just blow it. You're like, ah, it's like when something's so cute, you just want to fucking squeeze it so hard. Cause you're like, oh my God, cause humans don't know what to do. We're like, oh my God. So cute.
I just thought of one of your straight cannon moments, but I won't go into that.
Oh my God, I found out it's alive. I found that out like a week ago.
Can you tell the story now?
Oh my God, my cheeks are hot. Okay.
We'll get into like what's next for both of us, but I need to hear this.
My cheeks are hot. I went over to a house that I shouldn't have been at. It was really, really late. I was also extremely intoxicated. And they had 100 animals. Like, I'm not joking. They were, like, taking care of hundreds of animals. And at this point, I'm, like, coming off of being drunk. I just add that because it's, like, a weird situation. Yeah. And then why you'd be so anxious about this. And they had bunnies. And I was like, oh, my God. I love bunnies so much. And they were like, you can hold them. So everyone's holding a bunny and I'm holding apparently the old man. I had no idea. Oh, and I was holding him and he kind of falls asleep and I was like, oh my God, this little sweet man. And I went to set him down and I turn him and I put him in my hands. Like you're holding him correctly. Like there's a way to hold them. And one of the other bunnies jumped out of the hole.
Oh God!
And he jumped and landed and literally paralyzed himself. But apparently, and literally he's laying there, eyes open, little breath, panic breath. And I'm like, oh my God, oh my God, oh my God. And everyone's like, you broke his neck. And this one really drunk girl's like, you broke his neck. He's dead. And I'm like, no, he's not. No, he's not. I didn't. He was not even a foot off the ground. Like I was literally holding him. I'm like, I didn't. Oh my God. And I don't know the woman who lives there. You know, everyone's in there. We're all taking very care. No one is overdoing it. No one's holding multiple animals. No one's doing anything crazy. Like,
you didn't know the woman who owned the house.
No. And I was like, Courtney's like, just go. you have to leave. I'm like, yeah, I do.
Time to go home.
Well, it's like, at this point, I'm like, holy shit. And I thought I paralyzed him. I'm mm-hmm. having anxiety. I show up. I couldn't sleep.
To record. Sid is like unwell. I'm like, what's going on? And you like, you didn't want to share it on the podcast because you felt so bad. You were like sick.
I killed
to,
a rabbit.
You were sick to your stomach.
Yeah. Oh, I was ill. I'm like, yeah. I'm not well because I love, so care about animals so much. I asked someone the other day and they're like, oh yeah, he's fine. I'm like, no one wanted to text me. Let me know he was fine. He stunned himself. Apparently bunnies can stun themselves. Oh, I didn't know. God. He's fine. He's literally fine. And you know what? He's doing great. He's hopping around eating carrots. Okay.
Hey, Poppity.
So anyway.
Oh my God.
Now you know.
Well, I'm so happy that you're okay. I'm
got
so
me hot. That story brings me back to a time that it was really.
We can sleep again. We're good. We're good.
I'm good now. Oh my God. Wait, should we do favorite memories? Do you have a favorite memory?
Sure.
I thought of that like a minute before you got here though.
Okay. Sorry. You go first because I have a lot, but I want to narrow it down.
I think my favorite like accomplishment memory, there's two. I would say one was our live event at the studio downtown.
Yeah.
Because it was just so much fun. And it was like, it was just crazy that people showed up to listen to us live. Mm-hmm. That was crazy. And then my event number two had to be, or whatever, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Moment number two would be like LA, just the fact that we got to go there and like do that on our company dime. Like,
yeah,
it's crazy. You can make money, then do something, and then like do something you never thought you would do, talk to people you never thought you'd talk to. Yeah, that's what mine were.
I mean, I was gonna say the same thing, like ditto, but something else that I remember, like that really kind of lit the fire underneath our assholes was Bud Light. Ooh, yeah. Bud Light, and that was like sick. Our first ever little sponsorship, and that was you know,
it was legit.
It was like a lot of money. We're like, oh my God, we can like do this. And I just remember being really excited about that. And then
it was legit.
Also hitting the charts for top 50 comedy or top 15
we hit like real charts, like the legit chart,
like
the full chart,
literally. And that was just like, oh my God, so exciting.
Yeah, and we did it. Yeah. I don't even know how.
And sometimes I think like, oh my God, like if that, I don't know. It was like we knew what it tasted like.
Yeah.
So we just fucking kept pushing and pushing and pushing. But yeah, I think that's something that I'm looking forward to with, you know, us, you know, growing a little bit and taking this opportunity to, you know, switch avenues a little bit is taking a little more time to maybe slow down the content and the everything. Like
hustle.
The hustle. Yeah. And, or at least it's hustle that we both know is like 100% authentic to us. Do you know what I'm saying?
Yep.
So I'm excited for that. But yeah, like you said, like the grieving process of losing this audience, because obviously I love you guys. Like I fucking love you guys.
You'll be able to find her. Don't you worry.
Like you can find me, but you know, it's also like, yeah, like we've had a lot of followers and a lot of times together. That's it made me reflect every week on like how I'm feeling, what I'm doing. And, but I really want to make this new, you know, opportunity. Like I want to make content still because I love doing it. I love being vulnerable. I love being candid. Mm-hmm. I love being a little too weird, a little too honest. And it's like, so I guess my plan going forward, I'll say my plan.
Yeah,
and I want to hear what you have to, what's your, I haven't heard from Sid, like what she's doing with this yet. So I'm excited, but, I'm going to do, like a little YouTube channel for sure.
That'll be fun.
Yeah. And I want to do like some shorter form content, like vlog style, obviously some fitness content related to, you know, sponsored by my Basil by Soap brand. Mm-hmm. And then I also want to do a little more long form content as well. Like some more chit chatty. I'm a little still like up in the air about what I'm going to do with the long form content, but I'm hoping to like sit on my bed and like talk for a little bit, take you with me, hang out with me throughout the day, stuff like that. So yeah, I'm going to try a little bit of everything on the YouTube channel. And right now it has negative 10 subscribers. So go look me up. You can only find it if you type in, you can't type in Candid Soph because it shows all the videos that we've ever done for Straight Candid. But if you type in my full name, Sophie Van Sirksom, the YouTube channel will pop up, or I'll just link it in my Instagram bio. So you can find it there. Any support matters because, you know, your girl. But what else I learned from meeting with business mentor and Callan and all these people is like, I do need to let go, and my therapist, I do need to let go of like, okay, more followers the better, because like that was one part that was really hard for me. I was like, that Instagram, like that, our Instagram fucking pops off, our TikTok pops off, but I did have to like, you know what, buck her up, let it go. Like when it comes to like a business that I'm trying to do, at least with Basil by Soph and with, you know, services I'm trying to sell, it's not necessarily about how many followers do I have. And like, I really did need to like check myself, to be honest, like check my fucking self to realize like, hey, it's about my engagement. It's about the community I'm creating. Mm-hmm. So I'm really trying to focus on that and lean into that and, you know, enjoy that part of this business. So
that's great.
Yeah. So that's kind of what I got going. Obviously the Basil by Soph still happening. That's going to be like a sub brand of my current Instagram, Candace Soph, as of right now.
Yeah, that's cool. And you're popping off and you're doing it.
We're doing it. We're doing it.
I know.
But yeah, that's that.
It's y'all. Exciting though. You're on to new things. That's thanks, good. Babe. It's good. Thanks, you'll, babe. It's a refresh, you know?
Yeah. Yeah. It'll feel good. Okay. Tell me about.
Sorry, I've got like a tickle in my throat. So it like, it's bothersome to talk. What, like, great, on the day I need to record. Like, why is
on
that
our
annoying?
Last fucking recording ever.
So annoying. Sorry, my laptop, you guys, is plugged in. So I sometimes have to like maneuver so that I can see. Oh, and now you're on my headphones. Okay, so I don't know. I've been sitting and sitting and sitting, and I don't have a name for you guys. And it's not going to be Straight Candid, and I apologize. It's not us two, so it can't be. It just can't. It won't be that. I won't make it hard for you to find me, I promise. But I'm going to take a few weeks and I'm going to launch it when the time is right. So I'm going to probably launch around October 30th and redo the pod. But for me, it's mostly important is like, I wrote it down because I always lose my train of thought when I'm like trying to put pressure on myself. I'm like, I also just can't wait to continue to bring like vulnerability and like habits and like helpful information in daily life. Like perfect-ish is kind of like a word I keep going to because like, maybe you don't have access to it. Maybe we're scared to ask. It's just shit that I wish I would have known. I feel like I've like been a trailblazer in my life and like done stuff on my own because I'm so overly independent, but then I want to bring people along with me. You know what I mean? I'm like, I don't need to know this information on my own. It's not helpful. Mm-hmm. I went through an exercise with Jordan a while ago. This is not recent. This is a while ago. And he said, what is most important to you? This is about jobs and stuff. And I was like, well, I really do want to make good money. I do. Like, that's important to me. And he's like, okay. And he's like, but that's your number one. And I was like, I think so. And then he goes, okay, then go take the sales job. Oh, and that's what he said. Shit. And I go, I don't want to. And he's like, why? He goes, and I was like, because people are more important. That's what I realized.
And you want a meaning.
Yeah. I don't I'm care enough. Way. Like, yeah, money is like probably a top three because I do want to work hard and be, you know, yeah, enjoy it. But I'm like, people is my number one. Like, mm-hmm, I like helping people. And it doesn't mean that I'm not a doctor. I can't help you with your wound, but I can help you with other things that will make you feel like you're not crazy. And it's kind of like the same stems of what Soph and I already are. It's just like, it's mm-hmm going to be over here and yours is going to be over there. And that's okay. What are you going
to
ask?
I was going to say, and you're good at that stuff. Like, thinking back to all of our episodes and like having guests on, I'm telling you right now, like I fucking clenched my butt cheeks. And Sid is able, you have the ability to interview people, which is why I think the guest idea is a great idea if you're continuing with guests. But also like, Sid was the one who was giving the advice. Like, you do have a way of speaking and like relaying information that's like, thanks. I can fucking do that. So I like that you're leaning into that.
I appreciate that. I wrote down a lot of things. I wrote it down like community, like let's learn some shit, let's be healthy-ish, and like let's be self-bettering, like mm-hmm, it's which is not a word, but I like to use it. I don't care. I said something the other day on TikTok. I was like, I was ravaging, I think, and I was like, ravaging. And I go, I don't care. I can say however I want. That's what I said in the video.
Like, you're hungry? Like, what is that? No, what is that word?
That's what I said.
Ravaging.
Ravaging.
No, like you're ravaging. Famished.
Famished. Ravaging.
I
don't care.
I think you're combining famished and like rabbit. No, wait. Fuck me.
I don't know. Either way, I've used it and I don't care.
That's hilarious.
But we're going to have new guests and you're going to learn and relate and laugh and a lot of advice on topics and discussions on things that we maybe have briefed over before on all of our episodes, but like more about friendships, still relationships, but health and like networking and your career and like, I want you to understand that I'm not helping you be perfect. I'm just helping you become a better version of you. And that's like really what I want to help with, because there's shit that I had to learn especially in work, in life, in learning how to be healthy and like breaking my own habits and breaking my own beliefs that I like, I'm like, oh my God, if someone would have told me that and just like shook me a little bit, I probably would have listened. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? But I'll still do things. I had a Lulu event. That was really fun. The Lulu event was really fun. I went to yours too, but Soph couldn't come to mine, but, I'm still going to do events. I really want to do career meetups. I really, really want to do that. Like where people can meet and we can talk about career and, yeah. And network and network you with people that are in, if that's your, oh my God, I almost choked. If that's your goal, like if you mm-hmm. want to be, maybe you want to be a CMO, maybe you want to be a journalist, maybe you want to be high in sales and you don't feel like you have the confidence, like seeing these people that were already in your shoes, I think if you can't see it, mm-hmm. you can't sometimes fathom it. So that's what I want to bring forward.
I'm even seeing like, we've had so many conversations about you doing like life coaching,
yeah,
you know, and it's just like, it's, but
maybe that's what it'll turn into. I don't know.
Exactly. Like you could always turn, but it's also almost like life coaching for the masses at the same yeah. time. So do you know what I'm saying?
Yeah,
so like, instead of it being the one-on-one, which sometimes maybe that's not where it's at in the future, you
yeah,
know, like
I don't
I'm kind of trying to lean away from that as well. Mm-hmm. Is like doing, like selling, sorry, I'm giving you ideas on the podcast.
No, you can.
Selling courses of mm-hmm. how to nail your interview, you know, yeah. because you had a couple episodes on it or like shit like that. Like
that's
because
my hope.
I know like your interns at Lifetime like fucking loved you. Like I think that is a good, like that's a position for you and you're good at it for a reason.
Oh,
I think.
Thanks.
But I do think that that's a great, it's, yeah.
It is hard though because you're
I'm excited.
It's hard because it's like, you know, I think it, I used to put pride so much, and you were kind of talking about this, about putting your hand in so many different buckets yeah. and being like, oh yeah, I can do this and I can do that and I can mm-hmm. do that. And now I don't want to,
yeah.
I don't want to have a million things.
Yeah.
I just want to narrow. And I know you want to do the same
yeah.
that the hard part is like, I'm still so passionate about fitness.
This,
I still the, am yeah. so passionate about cooking and it's mm-hmm. become like my, honestly, my number one hobby, which is yeah. crazy. Yeah. Crazy. Minus, well, I don't call working out a hobby, but yeah. you get it. Yeah. It's different. It's just like, how do you narrow or like combine the beautiful things all in one? Like mm-hmm. I'm passionate about my job. I just got a raise the other day, or promotion, I should say, the other day. Ayo. But it's grinding. You grind. So I don't know. It's just, I'm trying to like get everybody in and take this one along with me and
yeah.
then take this one along with me. And
well,
it's hard though. It is hard. It's a feeling of loss is still circling, but not yeah. in a scary way. It's more like a, oh, there's opportunity and I
yes.
have it.
We definitely had the scary thoughts for a while, but yeah. now I think we can see it as opportunity.
Yeah.
One more thought on everything you're saying. I'm literally in like, I'm like, oh. But I also think having like a wide array of interests is definitely not bad. Like that's why
no,
you're like your personal Insta and your personal content could be all of that.
Yeah,
you know
true.
What I mean? Mm-hmm. And your podcast is maybe more niche down to something, or your courses or whatever is niche down, but like you're still you and like you're not only going to have one interest.
No.
Like you're living a lifestyle. Like you have yeah. different things. Like, so who cares?
Yeah,
you know?
True. Yeah. No, I just get worried. I'm like, which one? I don't know that I'm good at any of them. You know, it's
yeah,
that self-talk. It's a stupid self-talk.
Yeah.
It's like,
bro, yeah.
I'm not good enough at working out to tell someone how to work out. I'm not good enough at cooking to tell someone how to cook. I'm not good enough at career.
I feel
because I'm
same.
Not high enough up.
It's
like, you know, it's like, it just doesn't work. Like, you're just like, what
I'm like
the
kind
hell?
Of good at everything, but that also means I'm kind of bad at everything.
Yeah. Which like, is what
great.
I am. And
love.
I'm like,
you love that.
You want to be doing everything.
Right.
Go, girl. Keep
but
going.
But there's only one you.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? And you're not bad at being you.
No.
So that's what I was really telling myself too, because I was like, I'm not going to compete with all these health and wellness fitness
oh God,
influencers
no.
out there. Like, there's fucking Mike Isratel who's like has a PhD and like, I'm not going to.
Oh my God, no.
And all these girls that are making reels every day, like, I don't want to live that life and I'm not going to do it. So what if I'm just like really leaning into Candid Soph? Because there's no one else that's me. And like,
yes.
that's my own unique content.
Yes.
Boom. Chicka wow wow.
Amen.
So like,
amen.
Be you guys. Be you.
It's just welcome the new chapters.
Because yeah.
3 years can change a lot. I mean, even looking back at my 22-year-old self, 23-year-old self, like I'm not the same at all.
Yeah.
So, I mean, and that's okay.
Yeah.
It's okay to change. It's okay to be different. Mm-hmm. It's okay to move forward.
And like, we know, just so you guys know, like we tried. Like,
We pushed through.
Remember, we did our couples counseling.
We did therapy.
When we have,
yeah.
it's, you know, think about it. We are different business, or we're the same business mindset.
Excuse
we're
me.
Both visionaries.
Yeah.
But we're also opposite attachment styles.
Yes.
So no one's to say like one person's right and one person's wrong and one person's doing it better than the other. It's literally like, our business minds clashed, but we literally knew, like, we had like a crying session in the coffee shop telling each other, like, our dynamic on the mic is insane and we love mm-hmm. it. And we know you guys love it. And we know some of you guys have been listening since day one and you are OG listeners and you can be pissed off. Like, honestly, I'd be pissed off if I had a podcast let's do every single fucking week and all of a sudden it was different.
I know.
But like, you also have to know, like, self-growth is important. And sometimes growing out of things is a sign of self-growth. And we're both growing out of this exact brand, but like, not to say we're not going to take this fucking farther. Like, yeah. So
we appreciate plans, you. And yeah. We have big plans and we want you to still stay along with us in both yeah. areas. Like, you have more now to like reach and see and hear about. And it's going to be beautiful. It's going to be a lot of change, but that's okay. Mm-hmm. And I think that you'll find a home in both of the areas. And I hope that's yeah. to be true. You yeah. know, like, support both of us, like, support Soph and everything she does, right? Like, and continue listening and find what you love too. Like, mm-hmm. it's we're proud of how far we've come. You can sit here and be like, we built a business and we have a platform. It's like, oh my God, who fucking cares?
The amount of times we've heard that too.
Self, like, happiness is way more important than like your fucking platform. Sorry. I'm sorry. It's
just,
it's
what it came down to, really.
Yeah, we're putting ourselves first and yeah. our what we feel matters. And then you can also say, wait a minute, on the other side, it's like, built a brand, seen the problem, seen the awesome wins, and yeah. like taking that and putting it towards a new brand.
Exactly.
Any entrepreneur will tell you that they failed a million times. Mm-hmm. So I don't call this a failure, actually. I just call it a diversion.
Yeah.
You know?
I like that. A diversion. A diversion.
Shuffle. A shuffle. Cupid shuffle, if you will. Oh my gosh.
I feel like we gave you guys like the intel.
I know.
Like,
is that all?
I hope that like...
I don't have anything else yeah. on my plate. Or I mean, I don't think I didn't say anything.
Me either.
But, no, I mean, we had like irritated moments, but I want you to do your thing and yeah. be proud of it. You know what I mean? Yeah. Like, be proud of what you're going to create and be excited for, because you have people that follow you and you have people that are excited and have been waiting for more of you. You know what
yeah.
I mean?
Yeah. And same
so go and give them that.
And same goes to you. Like, yeah. people are like, Soph, shut the fuck up sometimes, oh, you know? And then it's like, oh, you don't true. Have to hear me.
No, but, that's not true. No,
but I'm saying like,
she'll come back, by the way, people.
Yeah. Oh yeah. I'm going to be a guest. Sorry, eventually. PS.
You should probably know that.
I'm our first guest. No, not our first, but.
No, I don't want to do first because I wanted no. to like have a balance or like, I needed to like.
I don't want to be.
I hear what I want to tell you guys. It's going to be a little bit of trial and error.
Same
as well.
Me.
So just like bear with me for a sec, because it's going to take a second to be like, oh yeah, I like that. Cause yeah. we're very picky too. That's yeah. another thing that you should probably know Bro. About us. We're very picky. Like,
and perfectionists.
We would like, this is so bad, but like, we'd have like people help us with something, whatever it is, like a description, like a friend that wanted to help, or someone at that night, or even my sister.
But we had a vision, an exact vision.
And we would let them do it. And then we would just redo
because they would execute it, right? Because they would execute it.
And we still would redo it because it wasn't our vision. So it's a little control freak, but no, just bear with us as we learn what's next. And, so this is a lot more freeing than I thought it was going to be. Yeah. Like, I feel like I'm like, yeah. oh, okay.
I do feel,
besides
I feel,
my scratchy throat, I feel like I'm like, oh,
I feel really good right now.
You don't want to lick this no. or come near this mic, cause it's for sure it's got wet. COVID on it.
Thinking for of sure. like perfectioning and like trial and error. Y'all, I am trying to learn how to edit.
Oh,
and I did one vlog. Like I've edited one vlog, but mine will suck at the beginning too, but just stick with me, okay?
Stick with it.
Because I was like, I need to learn how to do this myself because I want to be able to make fucking content like at the Wahoo. Eventually, I'll probably get mm-hmm. help. But like right now, it's going to be made by me, only by me. And it's going to probably suck a little bit. But like, you're there for the content, okay?
That's not bad.
And if you're not a YouTube girly, like, I'm about to pop your YouTube cherry because it's going to be fun. It's where it's at, okay? So come visit me.
YouTube is
come
fun. Visit
me. It is fun. And like, I you can watch, people. You can listen, you can... I don't know what else you would do. Screenshot my feet and sell it or something.
As we're going through this shit and we're like being like, hold on, everyone. Like, and we're getting, thank you for your messages and concern. We love you, by the way.
Oh my God. Yeah. You guys are like, what the fuck's happening?
I know. We love you. Thank you for being concerned, but we're okay. This man is like, hey, by the way, I know you guys are like taking a break, but your feet are really pretty. If you want to sell, I'm like, oh my God, dude, are you kidding?
Did you like the photo I picked?
Yeah, it was funny though. I'm like,
do you know what that photo was from?
Pat's episode.
Yeah.
Because I remember wearing the hoodie and I was mad that my hair was up.
You looked good with your hair up.
I was.
I want to hear more later. I know. Okay, I feel like we need to end it with like Stray Kid moments.
Yeah, one more. Yeah. Do you have one or no?
You know, I had, I'm so sad because we had like a month. Luckily, we had episodes like lined up from LA because y'all think we took a 2-week break. We were
sisters.
We were figuring this out for a good, how long was it? A month and a half?
2 months probably.
2 months. Mm-hmm. Doesn't it?
60 days at least.
It feels so.
Yeah.
It feels like it was shorter than that, but at the same time, it feels like it was the longest 2 months of my life. Like I can't figure it out.
It was a weird length of time. It was. Sorry. I kicked you.
Oh my God. I feel so happy right now. I feel so good.
I feel like I can let a dirty breath out. That was dirty air. Get red.
That detox breath.
Detox. Oh.
That detox ketone breath.
I'm on a detox right now, but I honestly am eating it the same, if not more probably than what I was, which is good.
Just healthy.
It's just healthier foods. It's kind of a learning experience of how much sugar is in everything.
Don't tell me.
Don't think about it. It doesn't matter.
The fact that you're in a detox and I'm literally doing the exact, I have been like, I cannot, I have been self-medicating with a lot of different types of vices, which is not good. And I know. We're working on it. I've been kind of a stoner.
It's okay to be a stoner.
It's okay to be a stoner when you're not using it to like fix an issue. I was using it because I was fucking unwell.
But people use it. It's a medicated substance. So people use it for pain.
Same with ketamine.
People
literally though. For PTSD. Did you know that?
I thought that was, what's it called?
Ayahuasca.
MGM.
Vanessa just got back from an ayahuasca journey.
She went on an ayahuasca journey?
She's going to have a podcast all about if you're interested in that shit. Crazy.
Like Harry did. Harry went on ayahuasca. Harry. Mm-hmm.
Harry had a different experience than Vanessa.
I'm not going to lie. I have 3 friends that have done it. And one of them was stuck in a trip and it was bad.
Oh, yeah. Vanessa was stuck too.
No, like... It was like borderline, like not good.
I'm pretty sure people. After.
Oh yeah, like she almost. Yeah, like she was. It was not okay. She was not there.
Yeah, yeah. I've heard that, and I've also heard people are unwell and they die.
Yeah,
so
yeah, and then I've heard the other side where people love it and they learn a lot about themselves. But I'm like, I'm okay. I'm okay with just wine.
I'm okay with this little mushroom that I put in my eggs.
Yep. Oh, is that what you do?
No, but I am really, you guys. I'm really interested in microdosing though. Have you started?
I've done it, but I haven't started, but I'm waiting for my dropper.
I mean like a my daily. Dropper.
Yeah, I'm waiting for my dropper.
What?
I want to get a dropper of it. You get a dropper of it.
But you take it, you don't get high from tongue. It. Okay, no, you don't get high from it. It's take it every day and it like actually, because your brain is like has neuroplasticity and changes and shit. So instead of instead of actually like going off my SSRIs or my anxiety medications, I would go back to normal. This can like actually create different pathways to make you feel better. Okay, we gotta talk after. I'm curious.
Okay. Okay. Did you know that how many folds you have in your brain, not the size of your brain, is how smart you are?
Oh my God.
Isn't that crazy? I don't know how many folds I have, but probably a lot.
Mine are,
I'm kidding.
I think my brain's flat.
I have 2 folds. I'm just joking. No, everyone's just like,
mine is ironed out. Someone took a goddamn dough. What do they call those things?
She got steamed. A steamroller.
I got steamrolled in my noggin.
Wait. Do you have a streak in a moment? Sorry. Were we doing that?
Bro, yeah. We were doing that. Sorry. Okay. Well, there was 2 months. Oh, yeah. That was where we were going. Y'all, the tangents. We had 2 months where I had so many moments. I was like, I got to share this, but like I never wrote them down. So the only one I can think of because I want to end on brand is... because of my anxiety, I get really constipated because I'm clenched up, you know. I've been going to a pelvic floor therapist. I talked to you guys about that, where it's like loosening my bowels to help me.
As she's thrusting on the chair.
I'm actually
loosening my bowels.
I'm doing Kegels and I'm
tightening. You are?
No.
I can do it without lifting though.
Oh no, I was just tightening my buttocks. But I have to go
like this. Look at my eyes. It kind of feels good.
Yeah.
I don't know. Well,
kind of when I'm orgasming, I do those Kegels.
Oh.
Okay, moving on.
Okay.
So I did. I was like, I was really constipated, and my magnesium citrate wasn't even doing it. So I had Miralax, and like Miralax is usually pretty natural, and it's not like overstimulating. But
speak for yourself.
Yeah, I was laying in bed, and I was like, literally about to fall asleep, and I was like, I'm just gonna let out the smallest toot. And all of a sudden, I'm like, my God, I just shit my pants. So I run to the bathroom, you know, clean up. Sorry, you guys, clean up. It was cute. It was great. And Pat was already snoring, like dead ass asleep. So I thought, I'm just going to write him a note for the morning just to let him know I shit my pants, because I thought it would be funny. So I find a red pen and I wrote on the, I shit my pants last night from Sophie, and I put it on the fridge because he was waking up earlier than me that day. And he woke up and saw the note on the fridge. And I just thought,
wait, that's funny.
I thought it was like a cute little love note for him. So
that is a cute little love note.
But yeah, that's really the straight kind of moment. Other updates, like I went on a family vacation, which was nice.
Yeah, that was nice.
And we're trying to I'm trying to iron out my Basil by Soph stuff.
Yep.
Still off birth control, considering microdosing because your girl has been anxious. Her PMS is horrible. I'm 10 days late on my period because my luteal phase is so long because I was stressed and my period gets all fucked up. It's nice to know you're on, well, when you're on a natural cycle and your period gets a little messed up, you know it's related to either stress or maybe traveling or doing something different. So it is kind of nice to be like, this is my internal checks and balances system. And I obviously didn't do enough to enough self-care last month and the previous month because of everything that was happening. So it's kind of a cool sign for me, but
it is.
But also I got to get my period soon because I feel bloated. I feel cravy. I have been, sleep hasn't been that great, but we're trucking forward. And I think this was step one or the last step, I guess, because I'm excited for what's to come. But that's my strike kind of moment and my wrap up.
Wrapping it up.
What about you, girlfriend?
So we're actually doing some house renovations, not big renos. It's more I call them cosmetic because I'm getting into the vocab of a home. But we're just changing some shit because
cosmetic. Okay.
Cosmetic. I don't know. I heard that was a word. Maybe
so
it's not.
So it's cosmetic is more shelves and plants.
Painting and
cute.
Making your own. Right now it looks great in here, but it's just not us. I don't feel when I go in my bathroom upstairs, I'm oh, sparkles. I'm not a sparkly girl. So I want the mirror to go and I want the chandelier. There's literally a chandelier. Don't know why they put it there. No shade, but it's very odd. It's not a fancy chandelier. I'm just saying it's got crystals dangling.
Yeah.
And I just, it's not me. Mm-hmm. And I'm you know what? I love taking on projects when I'm stressed. So I was let's fucking do a project. Why not? So my color is evergreen sage that I'm going to have sprinkled around the bottom floor.
Cute.
And then the bathrooms are like wood black, black panels, you know, those black wood panels, there's wood ones and there's black ones. A little bit of bronze and black. And what else did I miss? White, I guess, because white's already in there. So it's going to be very sharp and backlit mirror. I want to get stuff like that. Just
vibe-y.
Looking more my vibe and it's Jordan and Mai's house. And we're really excited because if you do it the smart way and you do it yourself, you don't have to spend all that much to make your house your own. You grab some friends, you do a little painting. I got to retile some shit. That's fine. It's going to be a little overwhelming, but I'm Handyman McGee. Okay. So get on your knees, sister.
Oh my God.
I'm
going
to need to get a knee pad because I'm going to be, doing stuff on the floor, I'm sure.
Wait, that's so cool.
Yeah. We're going to do out there. It's silver handles.
Yeah.
They're going to all be brass come a week.
I fucking love
that. Yeah. So it'll be brass and they'll be squared versus sticks.
Uh-huh.
It's going to be cool. I think it's going to look good.
I like that more. I think it'll be good. Silver.
And me too.
What's funny is when you walk into your house, you're this is beautiful. I wouldn't change a goddamn.
Oh my God. No, I wouldn't.
But you think I wouldn't change a goddamn thing. You know, when you walk to other people's houses and then I'm going to see it and it's going to be, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And
yeah.
That,
no,
now
I know
when
you
say
mean.
That, I'm like, oh, that would look better.
Because it's just you finally, I have never taken the time to sit in my home and be what would I prefer? We ordered a sage blanket. It's simple as that. A sage blanket. We're going to hang big photos of us downstairs. Not they're in big frames. They're little photos of us, but you know what I mean? Doesn't matter. Okay. And just removing shit that no longer serves us and making it more ours. Anywho, on my straight kind of moment, I text
forgot what we were doing.
Jordan's dad and my dad. I'm hey guys, hey guys. I did not say that to them.
Hey,
I said, hey dads, not yo, bro. No. Okay. Hey guys, why did I do that again? No, I said, hey dads, Jesus Christ. Can you, would you be willing to come over, help us with some shelf stuff, help us with some, I just want to get your eye on a few things, reinforce a shelf, and I want you to cock this thing that's cock. Falling off. C-O-C-K. I wrote it as C-O-C-K to my dad, Jordan's dad, and Jordan was in the group chat.
Isn't that how you spell it?
No. C-A-U-L-K. And they were both
cock.
My dad's really? I'm and then Jordan goes, you freaking texted her dad's cock. What the hell? Are you serious? I'm sorry. And I didn't realize it for an hour. So you can't edit anymore. I couldn't edit anymore. It was already gone with the wind. It was gone.
English sucks. Cock. It's how spelled one way. Like,
I'm sorry. Cock. Anybody out there who's taken Spanish, I spell everything how it sounds now because yeah. that's how it is in Spanish. You literally. Spell everything how it sounds. Mm-hmm. So now I have a problem spelling, okay? And I don't care. And we saw Jordan's dad yesterday. The same way. We saw them yesterday. Yeah. And he's like, oh, yeah, whatever. And his mom was like, honey, I saw that you spelled it C-O-C-K. Oh, you know, like started cracking up. And I was like, I'm so embarrassed. I told her, I'm like, I'm so embarrassed. She's like, yeah, no, it's fine. I'm like, oh,
what cringe. Is cocking?
Cocking is that like stuff that comes, it's like in like a little shooter bottle and it looks like okay. a big giant toothpaste.
So you could have said, it could have been worse. You could have said, can you bring your cock?
Yeah.
C-O-C-K.
Well, it's cocking. You'd have to say like cocking material, I think, because it's like your cocking is the act okay. of it. Like, and I have to cock some things.
You have to cock some things.
And then my mom was like, last night after one glass of wine, she was like, cocking, bah! And like had her elbows out like this and was like, bah! Like balking like a bird. I'm like, oh my God.
Hey, Dad, it's time to cock.
I know.
Don't like, ever.
Jesus.
You know what? Why would they ever give that name to something that your dad usually does?
Well,
like,
because
dad and cock, like, why don't we call it like tubing? Like, come
know.
On.
Yeah, I know. Or like gluing. It's why yeah. it's just a different type of glue. I don't know. I'm not a handy girl. Listen, I'm going to become one though. And I want to paint in here. I want to paint this wall.
Yeah.
I need to paint it something.
I'm excited to see it. What I'm excited for is when you'll have your house done, this new studio to make more your vibe. And I'm going to be your guest. And I'm going to like, and you're going
to
be like, sit down. You're my guest. Like, shut the fuck up. Just kidding. But that'd be funny.
I know what my colors are for the podcast.
Though. I know. I think you might have snuck me in the show.
I think I did. Like, yeah.
You guys can probably hear it.
They're like, oh, I already heard that. But I'm just excited.
Anything that has to do with an eggplant and cocking, I'm all in for.
Here we go. But that's that, you guys. That's what I have for you. I honestly don't feel very good right now. So I'm like, if I'm like lame right now and this throat clearing is driving you insane, I apologize. But thanks for being patient and waiting. Yeah. Thanks for also just understanding that there's next steps forward and that it doesn't have to be like this blow up anymore. Yeah. Like it's next steps forward. And I hope that you support Soph. She's going to have a little something that you can find her in and remind you for at least the first 6 episodes. And, she's not going anywhere and then we'll have her back, of course. But, I hope you like me and get used to me because I ain't going anywhere, dog. That kind of sounded scary.
I'm not going anywhere, dog.
Oh, I didn't like
I
that.
I am going somewhere, but you bitches
but you're
better
like close by.
You better come find
it's
me.
It's like you're my neighbor.
You know. Yeah, I will be. I'll be like, hey guys, don't forget about me.
Yeah.
Don't forget about me.
You'll just be our neighbor.
I'll be here. Well, you guys, again, thank you so much for, you know, being a part of this. And a
lot of memes.
A lot of memes.
Chapter closes, but other doors open. I don't even know either.
I don't even know how to end this podcast. That was actually really fun. I missed recording.
I know. It felt good. Me too. It felt refreshing.
And it also reminded me, I was like, oh, fuck, we are so good on the microphone together. Lord. What are, like, are you nervous? Like,
to go alone?
Think of, like, even me, like, trying to chat in my bedroom, like, talking to a camera. I don't know. Like, we've done this together.
I know. I'm intimidated, but I also know that, like, I'm going to
You'll pick it up fast.
I'll pick it up. And I also really like interviewing people. Like, I went to, it's all, like, coming full circle.
You were
like,
alone
I went to journalism
when we were
school.
Interviewing.
And, like, no, but I'm like, I like that content. Yeah. I mean, even for work, like we did this module recording last week and my job was to go and like prep people and I like interviewed them prior to like evoke emotion.
Okay.
And like people cried, people were, it's,
yeah.
You can like, You're I meant. Just understand how to like, you can kind of poke at people and find, I'm not trying to make them cry sad. I'm just trying to see what else
get them
there is.
Vulnerable.
Because vulnerability is mm-hmm. important and people feel mm-hmm. when you are vulnerable.
And like your interviewing skills, knowing how to like open up the conversation with chillness and like being, you know, welcoming at first and not asking too hard hitting questions too early in the episode. Like I do.
No,
like you know how to,
it's not like
you would
that.
Know how to warm them up. You know
well,
what I mean?
Yeah. But we both have skills. That's why.
Throwback.
Don't talk
guys.
About that.
Let's just say we took something out of episode one time because I literally asked something very inappropriate.
She was just nervous though. She was just nervous.
I was and 5 minutes in. I was like, tell me about your sex. It was bad. Yeah.
Oh yeah. They've never heard it because it never came out. Sorry guys.
We said we didn't edit, but we did that one because it was very awkward.
It needed to be edited out.
Okay,
we felt bad.
We need to shut the fuck up. But you guys, we love you so, so much. And I can't wait to see what this next, if you're following Straight Candid, by the way, yeah. you'll still see her new like title and everything. So yeah. don't change anything.
And still you're still following all, both of our accounts at yeah. Candid Sid and Candid Self, of course. And make sure, yeah, make sure you go follow them. Make sure you're following them. Like be yeah. sure of it just so you can get all the updates. Cause yeah. we'll be talking out of like three places versus literally. One, you know? So like, just make sure you're following across the board at least.
Literally.
At and the then, very least.
You'll probably change the at Straight Candid podcast handle yeah. will change. Yes. I'll be in there for a little bit being like, hi, don't forget about me. Here's yep. my vlog. But other than that, yeah, Candid Soph, mm-hmm. YouTube, Sophie Van Cirksum, or link in my bio, mm-hmm. Basil by Soph, you know the drill.
Yes, please.
All right, you guys.
All right, everyone.
Will we miss you? I'll miss you.
I love you guys. I'll talk to you soon. Bye. And it'll be very different, but I love you still. Okay.
Love
bye.
You, bye.
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 Oh my god, my throat.
I was so surprised the cameras didn't go out there.
Oh, did they not?
No. Oh.
Wow.
But I only had to do it once.
Not bad.